Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie in for the guys this afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And hockey season is upon us. The Penguins open up tomorrow night in New York. They take on the Rangers. They take on their former coach in the Big Apple. And we are joined right now by Rickard Rakell, coming off a 35-goal season, a career high for Rakell in the 24-25 campaign. Rickard, thanks for hopping on, man. The excitement level that you have for another season of NHL action in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to get things going. I feel like we had a really good training camp here and had some good preseason games. And we're ready to put it to the test and see what we can do out there.
I know that you weren't here for the Marc-Andre Fleury time in Pittsburgh, but that had to be pretty cool seeing Fleury come back and play in that preseason game last weekend. What was that like for you to watch from afar?
Yeah, that was just awesome. Just to see how loved he is among fans and, in the organization and his teammates and just playing against him. For pretty much my whole NHL career, it was awesome to, just watch it and see it and just be a small part of it and just see it ended the right way.
You've been in the league for over a decade now. Have you ever seen a preseason hockey game with that attendance level?
No, I think that was the first time. And it was loud, and it felt like almost felt like a playoff game. But yeah, I mean, he deserves everything. I mean, what he's done throughout his career and what he's done here in Pittsburgh. It was just so much fun.
Dan Muse in his first season as Penguins head coach here in the 25-26 season. Rickard, what has the working relationship been like with him since his arrival?
I mean, it's been great. He works really closely with us players and wants to get our view on our playing and what we like on the ice and what we don't like on the ice. So I feel like we're all working together to have the same goal. It's been really good so far, and I think that that's going to help us like all through the lineup as we go here.
What are some of the big differences between Mike Sullivan's style, who was here in Pittsburgh for so long? You played under him during the first portion of your time here, and now switching over to Dan Muse.
It's hard to point out just like certain things, but they've both been very successful coaches, but I think we'll play a little bit more with possession with the news, and we'll see how it goes. I feel very good about it. I feel like it's been really good throughout camp, and it's been feeling really good in the games here that we played. And now the real test starts with the game tomorrow.
Penguins play the Rangers tomorrow in New York. They will get to see Mike Sullivan and his new team tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Rickard Rakell is our guest right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Rickard, a 35-goal season in 24-25. Now, you've had some seasons where you've gone over 30 goals, but that was a new career high for you. Where do you give the credit to how good you were last season?
Well, I think just the mindset coming into training camp with obviously, like the year before, it wasn't my best year, and it was I put into the work in the summer, and then just a fresh mindset. I just tried to come in and think that I was going to come in and make the team and just play my game and do what I think that I'm good at. Yeah, it worked out. So nothing has changed for this year except for just trying to become a little bit better, work on the things that I think I can improve on. And just set the bar higher. Just push for the next opportunity and just try to be better than the day before.
What's it like playing alongside Sidney Crosby, and how does he make your life easier when you're out on the ice?
Well, I think, obviously, like, he's one of the best players who's ever played this game. And it's like I try to learn from him every day. And just small things, but I think he really pushes you to, you know, every shift, not take anything lightly. Like, he expects us to go out there and every puck battle, every situation, to try to score goals or do something good for our team. So I think that's the leadership that he provides, and he just tries to get the best out of everybody because that's how he's always played, and that's why he's such a good leader.
It's been highly speculated that this is the final season for Evgeny Malkin in Pittsburgh. Is that something that's on the team's mind, or do you try to keep that away when it comes down to the games?
No, it's nothing that it's being talked about among us. I mean, we're here right now, and I think Gino's looked really, really good throughout this this camp. So I'm really excited to see that what he's going to do under this new systems. And I think he's going to thrive in it.
Kind of going along those same lines, Ricard, last season with the team where it was going into the trade deadline and as things heated up, your name got thrown out there a ton. Is it difficult to focus game by game, night by night, when your name gets thrown around in trade rumors around that part of the season?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, like, you try to not read everything and all that, but it's kind of impossible with the world that we're living in. But nothing really changes for me. Like, you can get traded if you're not playing good enough. Your name is going to be thrown out there if you're playing really well. So I guess if you don't hear anything, it's if you're just mediocre. So I'm not trying to go for that. I'm going to try to just play my game, play the best hockey that I can, and then try to do everything I can for the Penguins to win as many hockey games as we can.
As we venture into this next season, and you're coming off 35 goals last season, did you change anything with your off-season prep, your workouts, or did you try to keep those the same?
No, it was pretty much the same. I think the biggest thing for me was just maintaining what I did last summer throughout last season, so I can try to even take another step in my physique and all that for this year. So I think it's going to be the same mindset coming into this year. It's just try to maintain it and just get better for every year.
The Penguins will play a pair of games against the Nashville Predators in Sweden this season. Is that something, as a native to the country, that you get a little bit more excited about?
Oh, for sure. It feels to me like that's a once in a lifetime, and for my friends and family that's never got any chance to come over and see me play in the National Hockey League, it's going to be an opportunity for them to see me and for me to have them all there to cheer us on. And it's a city that I grew up in, and it really means a lot. So it's a really big year for me in those regards, and those games going to mean a lot to me. So it's probably something, it's going to be one of my highlights after I'm done with my career, to just look back at these two games. I was fortunate enough to play in front of my close friends and family.
To go along those same lines, the National Hockey League brought in the Four Nations Face-Off last season, right around where the All-Star break or Olympic break would normally be. That seemed like a huge success for the league. You got to participate in that as part of Team Sweden. What was that whole experience like, and would you prefer if the NHL had more international play in the middle of the season than just the traditional All-Star activities?
Yeah, I mean, that tournament, just having like all the best players at the same spot and just play against the best players, it's, you can't ask for anything more. Like, it was so exciting. It was something special. Like, that first game in Montreal against Canada, just, you know, calling out the lineup on the ice and the national anthem and Mario coming out, just, I've never been in a environment like that before. So that was so cool. And obviously the games were probably really fun to watch, but they were so much fun to play too, with the high pace and tempo and skill and just everything that went on in every game. And It was really exciting, really cool to be a part of, and huge motivation too during the season to try to make that team. It's kind of the same this year for the Olympics coming up.
Ricard, a fun one here to finish us off. What is your favorite thing, or some of your favorite things about Pittsburgh?
I think just all the sports that are going on in Pittsburgh. If it's college football or the Steelers. I really come to enjoy watching the Steelers play a lot. So the amount of sports going on and the excitement for all the sports team here is fun to watch.
You got a favorite Steeler in mind, or you just like the whole team?
I like the whole team, but I got to say Alex Highsmith, he's my neighbor.
Oh, that's awesome. He's a good dude. He's a really good dude, so that's a good one to pick.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, no, he's great.
Ricard, this was awesome, man. I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck tomorrow night, and good luck this season, man. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.